End it at, okay, Rabosai, good morning. We're going to do a little bit of a Basra. I want to together read through Rabbeinu Yonah if you have it with you. If not, I'll read it slowly, or if you want to do screen share, you can try that. It's really the Rabbeinu Yonah we spoke at outside yesterday on the Gemara here on Daf Daled Amud Beis. I want to emphasize something which I did not emphasize yesterday. There is really a shinui between what Rabbeinu Yonah says, Beshitas HaGaonim, the Girsas HaGaonim that we'll soon talk about, and what it actually says in our Gemara in the first Lashon. Let me explain. We have the Gemara explaining the Machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi with regard to the case of Makivis Chaber Mishosh V'Chosav, and what would happen subsequently if there'll be a fourth wall that would be made. So the Mashmos of the Tanakhama is that if the Makif himself would go and circle on the fourth side and make a wall, then of course the Nikav would have to pay. That would be the deal from the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi comments and says, "In Amad, the Goddess Revius, then the Galil of Sakol, that we make the Nikav pay for everything if Amad, the Gadar, which certainly sounds like the Nikav, but could also refer to the Makif. Initially, the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Yossi's halacha is true both by Amad Nikav and Amad Makif. And then the Gemara brings Machlokes whether that which Rabbi Yossi says, Megadon Lav Sakol, means Kifima Shegadar, all the Hotzos as they were spent, that the Makif went and built the three walls, and now possibly the fourth wall the Makif built, and all that has to be shared by the Nikif. Or does the Nikif say that I'm only paying to make Kanan Bezol, as Rashi explains, for me that's enough? So that's Chiya Barav. So Gemara now focuses on what is the Machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama, within Rav Huna's Shita, that the Chiyuv of the Nikif in the case of Amad, the Gadar Servius, that would be that the Chiyuv would be Kefima Shegadar, then that could be the Machlokes of Tanakhama and Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi is coming to add on to the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama would require the Nikif to pay, but not the Shear of Kefima Shegadar, only the Shear of Mekana Bezal. And that's where Rabbi Yossi would argue and be machmir and say, no, you have to pay kifima shegada. But according to Chiya Barav, who holds that even according to Rabbi Yossi, the shear of hakol is only dmei kana bezol, so b'ma pligi tanakam of Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, number one, the machokes could be that the tanakam says you can pay even less than dmei kana bezol, you could pay a garnitira, I don't even need a fence at all, I would pay for a shomer. Second suggestion is that the nafkamina would be the three original walls, whether Nikav has to pay for those as well or only for the fourth wall. So the Tanakhama would say he does have to pay for the first three walls, only for the fourth wall, which is what gave him the benefit. Rabbi Yossi would say you have to pay to make kind of bezel for all four walls. Why don't you have to pay for the first three walls? Rashi gave the idea of kamdina. Since he was yartzim based in Zaka, he didn't have to pay at the time. Therefore, that doesn't become now part of the chiyuv subsequently either, because it's already the door is closed on that issue. This is how Rashi learns. Rabbi Yossi holds hardardina that now that you have the benefit of the fourth wall, he has to participate in the cost of all four walls. Now comes the question in the third example, the third solution for the machlokas. So Gemara says that iboy seima makif nikif iga beinayim. Now, that means to say that the machlokes Yosef Chacham has to do with whether the chiyuv of the nikif would be even in the case where the makif did the fourth wall, or only if the nikif did the fourth wall. What's the difference? When the nikif does the fourth wall, we have a svara, as Gemara says, that gali daite de nichale, which is more of a reason to mechayev the nikif, since he indicated that he's happy with what was made, and therefore you have to pay his share in everything. Again, how much to make kind of bezol? This is one shita. And that shita might hold only Amad Nikif because of the svara of Gali Daite. But Amad Makif would not be chayiv. Now, we'll be specific in a second. The other shita says, Bein Amad Nikif, Bein Amad Makif. Now, the question that is going to be relevant as far as the girsa is, as we saw yesterday, who is the one who's mekel and says only Amad Nikif and Amad Makif is not chayiv? And who's the one that's machmir and says that bein aben nikif bein aben makif? It's not both. It's one or the other, and that's the question in the Gemara. What the Gemara is suggesting is one or the other, that one manda amar is mekel and says only amad nikif, and the other one is, and the other girsa is, in other words, the other, again, one girsa in the Gemara is that, let's be specific, that Rabbi Yossi is the one who's coming to be machmir just like before. So the Tanakama would not make you chayiv in the case of Amad Makif, only the case of Amad Nikif because of Gili Das. Rabbi Yossi is machmir and says even Amad Makif, that's one way, that's how Rashi goes. I'm sorry, that's not Rashi, that's the Gaonim. The other way is to say that Rabbi Yossi in this case is being makel, unlike the earlier explanations. And here, Rabbi Yossi says, Amad Nikif Dafka, and not Amad Makif, the Tanakam is Machai by both. That's Rashi. Now, the question of Rabbeinu Yonah is predicated on the following. And I will read the words of the Gemara in a second. You see, there's really a shinoi here. Rabbeinu Yonah deals with both yourselves. And we're going to read it inside a second. And he shows you what the Maila and Chesaron is of each Girsah. The Girsah's Rashi versus Girsah's HaGaonim. The Girsah's Rashi is Rabbi Yossi now becomes the Shita that's Mekel and says only Amad Nikif, not Amad Makif. And according to the Gaonim, on the other hand, Rabbi Yossi, just like the earlier reasons in the Gemara, the other explanations of Yossi is the Machmir and the Tanakama is limited to Amad Nikif. But it's important to recognize the following. Rabbeinu Yonah's assumption within, let's go with the Girsas HaGaonim, which is what the first thing mentioned in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Yonah's assumption is as follows, that the Tanakama holds that Amad Nikif only is where you're chayiv. The Diyuk of the Mishnah does not in any way mean to suggest in the Tanakama that if the Makif does the fourth wall, that there'd be a chayiv for the Nikif. No. Only Amad means Amad Nikif. If there'll be a fourth wall made by the Nikif, then he'll be Chayiv. What does that mean, says Rabbeinu Yonah? It means that if it's Amad Makif, the Nikif is completely Pater. In other words, the Makif made wall number four, and the Nikif is Pater completely. And we'll explain soon what that's about. That's according to the Girsas HaGaonim within the Shita of the Tanakam. If you look in the Gemara carefully, and we weren't emphasizing this, but I want to show it to you now, it's not exactly perfectly matched with the Lashon HaGemara. See, the point of Rabbeinu Yonah in this Shita is that Amad Makif, the Nikif is completely Pater, it's based on the Sugya in Bava Kamma, and we'll call it a Zenen of Zelachaser Pater, we'll call it Ledidi Sagi Lubinatir Bazuza. The Lashon HaGemara here is as follows. Look at the words as they appear in our Gemara. The Iba Yisema, Makif and Nikif Ika Beinayu, the Tanakama Sover, Taima Da Amad Nikif, this is that the Tanakama is Kula, Hud, that's Megagon Rav Esakol, only by Amad Nikif. Ava Amad Makif, says the Gemara, as we have it, Eina Nosin Elad Me Revius. Notice. That means that at least the fourth wall have to pay for it. In other words, the issue has to do with the earlier three. But the fourth wall, even though I'm the one who holds Amad Makif is Pater, only means Pater from the other three, but not the fourth wall. Rav Yossi says, Loshna Nikif, Loshna Makif, Amad God, Begagun Esakol. So if you plug in the Shita of Rashi in the earlier Kimta of the Gemara, that the reason for why one would be Pater or Chayiv, let's say Pater from the first three walls, has to do with the issue of Kam Dina and Hadar Dina. So it comes out something new here, not what we're going to see in Rabbeinu Yonah, that the issue has to do with the fourth wall for sure you're Chayiv by Amad Makif. The Shaila is, when the Makif does wall number four, does that allow now to undo the original tour of the first three. But l'chur, that's what you see in the Gemara here, that it's the fourth wall, for sure, there would be a chiyuv. And I think we look at Rabbeinu Yonah, we're going to see that apparently it's not what he says within the Shitas HaGaonim. Okay, this is something just to keep in mind as we read Rabbeinu Yonah, so it's not perfectly matched with the Girsa that we have initially in the Gemara. Then we have Lishna Achrina, which again means that it's not the earlier Lashon. It's that the Gemara is saying the following, and this is what Rashi has. Makif Nikif Ika Beinai, Tanakama Savam Gadam Makif Nami Yoivle, Rabbi Yossi Savam Amma Nikif Hudi Yoivle, Digali Daita Denichale. Let's look at Rabbeinu Yonah now together. Yeah. So now, just with that in mind, let's just want to notice that Nakuda in terms of the Lashna Gemara. The Cheshbon Rabbeinu Yonah together, let's take a look. Let me read it. The Iba Yisema Nikif Makif Ika Beinayu. So now he's going with the Girsa that he's going to attribute to Rashi. Tanakama Savar Loshna Nikif Loshna Makif. Im Amad Gada Sevias Machayvin Oso. So the Tanakama is going to say, no matter who does the fourth woe, even if the Makif continues and does the fourth woe, the Chiv is there for the Nikif to pay again to make kind of his own going out for all four woes. Rabbi Yossi Savar. So now it comes out, Rav Yossi is limiting the Chiv to the case of Amad Nikif. So the first comment is how to square this with Bava Kama, and the answer is perfect. The Gemara brings Rav Yossi's Shita, who's the Gemara's Medaik, would hold Amad Nakif is Pater, only Amad Nikif is Chayef. As a raya to Zenan of Zeluchaser being Pater. And then the Gemara's Docha the raya because it could be a different svar that he'll say, Ladidi Sagili. But meanwhile, the Gemara understood in Rabbi Yossi that he's saying only Amad Nikif is Chayev and not Amad Makif. So this is exactly what our Gemara is saying in the final explanation of Chiyah Barav. But the only thing is, so that works well with Bava Kama. What it doesn't work well is how it relates to the earlier answers and the assumptions behind the earlier explanations in Rabbi Yossi. The Afa gav the ad hashta mukmina and having mukmin Rabbi Yossi l'chumro gabi nikif. Then until now he said Rabbi Yossi is adding something that when the nikif does it, then there's a bigger chiyuv than what the Tanakhama says, possibly the makif as well. But meanwhile, it's a chumra hashta the amina the pligi b'nikif u'makif al kocha chukua mukmina le. Now it's going to switch. Now we're going to turn that. Rav Yossi is Lekula, the Tanakama Vade Mechayev HaMakiv. That for sure, we're not changing the inference of the Tanakama, that if the Makiv does the fourth woe, the Nikiv is Chayev, the Halish, the Masnis, and Achidaiki. That's certainly the obvious diuk of the Reisha of the Tanakama. That is Mashma, the Dafka. Kishelo Gada HaMakiv, El Gimel E Mechayev HaNoso. That's the words of the Tanakama. Sounds like, Ha'im Gada Revius, if the same guy who did the three does now the fourth woe, Mechayev HaNoso. So that doesn't change. That diuk is carved in stone. The Tanakama holds Amad Makif Igadah Servius is Chayiv. So now, what is Rabbi Yossi doing? So Ad Hashta until now, Davim Mukmina Plukta Mekanim Bezol. So then we said the Machokus will be: do you pay Mekanim Bezol or less than that? That was one answer. Oh, Berishona Gimel Shlishis, or the Machokus will be whether you have to pay for the first three walls, as the Tanakama says no, and Rabbi Yossi says yes. And we don't know in Tanakama Lukula Chumra, so we don't know who's Lukhum, who's Lukula. We don't have a proof about what the Tanakama would say that you would pay if the Makiv did the fourth wall. You don't know. So now who's going to be Lukula, who's Lukhumra? What's the more likely scenario? Rabbeinu Yonah saying that until now we would naturally assume Rabbi Yossi is adding a chumra v'od shelohi efshar lan l'ukmer Rabbi Yossi l'kula b'shira tashlumin. Moreover, why would you want to make Rabbi Yossi l'kula in how much you pay? Look at the words of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi begalu l'amsar kol kama v'heich efshar lan del miyuti b'shira tashlumin ba. So two svaras Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, again, we didn't go over every detail of Rabbeinu Yonah yesterday, but this is two svaras. He's saying why within the earlier Kimtas of the Gemara, we were assuming Rabbi Yossi L'chumra and Tanakama L'kula, right? In terms of the issue of how much you pay or whether you pay for the first three walls. Why are we assuming Rabbi Yossi's L'chumra rather than Tanakama L'chumra? 2 points. Number one, because you usually would assume that the second Tana is coming to add, to expand, to extend on what was before. That's first Svara. And moreover, the Lashon of Rabbi Yossi, of Megalonis HaKol, sounds like he's using language which is very strong and emphatic to try to emphasize the Chiyuv being greater. So that's before. But now that we have this new Kimta, it's going to change. But now comes the question that he's directing to Rashi, that because of this question, there'll be the benefit to the other Gerson. Again, the other Gerson that we're going to see doesn't perfectly match our Gemara's Lashon, but it's going to be the other Pshat that we spoke at yesterday. The Kashali. So here comes the question on Rashi. Kashali. Kevan de Kapata Rab Yossi b'makif. So now, according to Gerson's Rashi, what the Gemara is suggesting is here Rab Yossi becomes the Shita that's Lekula. Only Amad Nikif is Chayiv and Amad Makif, he's Pater. Again, how much is he Pater? That's not so clear in Rashi. How much? In the second, when the second version doesn't say, but Rabino Yonah is going to assume already here as well that he's Pater completely. Alma Kasava Zenena Zena Chasa Pater. Osh Yacho Nikab Litam Disagim Tir Bazuzi. So, two possible svaras. And the two svaras are what the Gemara says in Bava Kamma. Either the raya from Rabbi Yossi that Amad Makif is Pater because of Zen Zel Chaser Pater. So once it's called Zen and Zel Chaser, then that alone is a reason to be Pater, even though Yer is Hana. So right now there's four walls, but it's Zel Chaser. The guy had to do it anyway. So that's a reason why you're Pater. Or even if Zen and Zel Chaser is Chayiv, but since a person could say, I don't really need the walls of stone, I don't even need walls of kanim, I can just do with a token thing, Kotsi Rashi says over there. So that's it. So therefore, he doesn't have to pay for any kind of wall. So if that's correct, if that's the reason why Amen Makiv is Pater, Fekta Ben Yonah, here the Gersa should be, Umay Shna. That's why I think in the COVID, it's a little bit unclear. Mashinemar, Umay Shna. Now, again, I'm not sure the words I don't know how to exactly fit the words. What he's asking is obvious. Yeah, the Girsa is a little bit strange. What he means as follows. L'chayra, the Gilui Das of the Nikif, should L'chayra be Machayev him, according to the standards of Fimashigada, not the Meikanin. That's his kasha. Obviously, the argument and the argument of the Disagi Bintir Barzuza, that's a svara. If the Makiv does the fourth wall, once the Nikiv does the fourth wall, and he makes it out of Gvilva Gazis. So obviously he wants a wall, which is a strong wall. And therefore, why would Chiya Barav hold that he only pays Meikanim? That's clear what he's asking. Again, the Lashon is a little bit not clear, but that's what he's asking. The Amad Nikif with Gili Das should now require the Nikif to pay according to the standard that he indicated in his Gili Das. You'll see this from the Hemshech Rabbeinu Yonah. That's clearly what the Gaonim were gaining in their Pshat. So this is the critical line here. The Kasha and Rashi is, and you hear the Kasha well, why would the Chiyuv still remain, according to Rabbi Yossi, by Amad Nikif, according to Chiyuv Barav, only the Meikanin? If you're telling me that the reason why Amad Nikif is Pater is because, let's take the svara of the Gemara and Bava Kamma. That really maybe Zenin Zel Chaser is Chayiv. But with the Disagi Liben Tir Bazuza, so that argument is no longer relevant by Amad Nikif. Fine. But Amad, if that's the case, Amad Nikif should pay according to the standard that he showed, which is stone. That's his kash, Vilba Gazis. Now comes the other Girsa, which has the benefit of this not being a kasha, but he'll have to deal with the diukim earlier that sound more like the other girsa. So he's going to have to try to fit that in. The girsa is a ga'onim zal behefach mizos. V'alchi garsinan la. Again, this is the girsa. Tana kama savar. Here's why I want to show you that it's not exactly our Gemara. Tana kama savar taima damad nikif hudim galam sakol. Hamakif potter. What do we have in our Gemara? Right, Hamakif ain't no same with the May Revius. Notice that's the Shinoi. The Gersas Agaonim is Hamakif Pater, means the Nikiv is completely Pater. Rabbi Yossi Savar, he holds more than a Tanakama, just like earlier. like an earlier answer to the Gemara, Loshna Nikif, Loshna Makif. Why make Rabbi Yossi L'chumra? What's the Maila? Behind the time of the Makminaris L'chumra, the Tana Basu, it's Fuyas Kasi. We mentioned that earlier. That the same reason why the earlier explanations of the Gemara want Rabbi Yossi to be L'chumra. So now as well, Rabbi Yossi is adding to the Tana Kama, adding Amad Makif as well. And what else? The old made the Kama B'gagulav is a call, V'lo Kama Mechayvin. In other words, Megam is a call, Mashma denied the Kama Patatana Kama, Ka'as Yuchiyuve. I'm trying to argue on that which you said, Pater. You said Pater in some situation. I'm telling you Chayiv in that situation. So what would that mean? That would mean, Ahmed Makif, you say Pater, I say Chayiv. Ulaficha, Chutzach Loma, Kigam is a call, Megagan Allah. Now here again, look at the next sentence. Afal Gav, the Tanakama, Pater Le Gamri. See, this is where I showed you in the Gemara by us, it's not correct. Our Gemara has initially that the Tanakama's tour of Ahmad Makif is only from three, not from the fourth. The Rabbeinu Yonah in Girsas HaGaonim is saying that the Tanakama of Ahmad Makif Pater is even min haravias. The Haide Naka Tanakama, the Gadar is Rishona. So why does the Tanakama only speak about that he built three walls? Tanakama could have said that the Makif built four walls, Ein L'chayv and Esanikif. So now that the Kash is stronger, because he putter completely even when he's Gadar is Ravi. So why does he stop short and talk about only three walls that the Makif made? Talk about four walls. V'hai din naka Tanakama Gadar is Rishonos. And not talk about Gadar Servius. Who are them Gadar Servius to put? So why leave out the fourth wall that he made? Elohaki Shafka Revius. Why does he stop short and leave out the case of the fourth wall? Lomar, in order to imply the following diuk, the Zimnin, it could be possible, the Asi Nikif Begeder Revius, Videchiyuv Kawashala Sha'ela. It's possible for the Nikif to be Chayv on all three. If he will build a fourth wall, Imam Adhu the Gadra. So what you're trying to do now is create a situation that the Tanakama is implying to us that Ahmad Nikif only is Chayiv on all three as well, if he, the Nikif, builds the fourth. So that's why the Tanakama stops after three to tell me that Ein Mechayiv also if there's no second part to the story. But the second part of the story is not the Makif doing the fourth wall. The second part of the story that the Tanakama is alluding to that can make the Nikif Chayv on everything is for the Nikif to do the fourth wall. That this is understanding in sharper focus what he's saying for the Gaonim. So what the Tanakama is implying is Ahmad Nikif, then there'll be a case that he'll be Mechuyev for all the walls as well. That's why the Tanakama is going to be Lakula. Because all he's trying to suggest is Ahmad Nikif and not Ahmad Makif. As far as the Makif can do all four walls and also be putter. Okay, what are the weak points of this girsa? What are the difficulties? Number one, the sugya in Bava Kama. The ikashilach sugya perketzat. Now, it's interesting. The sugya there clearly was learning the opposite. That Rabbi Yossi is the one who's mechayiv only by Ahmad Nikif and not by Ahmad Makif. And what are we saying over here? That Tanakama is the one who's saying only Ahmad Nikif is Chayiv and Ahmad Makif is Pater. Rabbi Yossi is coming to add even Ahmad Makif. So it doesn't square with the Sugya Bava Kama. The Daikina Medib Rabbi Yossi, Taimed Ahmad Nikif, Umashna Acha Dehacha Mokbin Ipcha. Here we're going the opposite. So here is the key. Here's the important Cheshbin that we spoke at yesterday outside. Yesh Lo Hashiv. Here's the answer. Who is our sugya going within? And who's that sugya going within? And this is going to answer the kasha that he had on Rashi. This is why he brought the Gaonim in right after asking kasha on Rashi. Our sugya is Chiya Barav. Chiya Barav spoke about Rabbi Yossi. And he explains the word hakol of Rabbi Yossi means to make kind of bizarre. And if that's the case, this is why you couldn't make Rabbi Yossi be the one that says only Ahmad Nikif is Chayiv, because if the Svara is only Ahmad Nikif is Chayiv, then you're going to have to assume the Chiv is going to be Avanim, because that's what he did on the fourth wall. And that's what the Gili Das is. So you're going to have to learn that our Sugi is going to assume that it's the Tanakama who holds only Ahmad Nikif, And for the Tanakama, in a chinami, that which will be a chiyuv by Amad Nikif for everything will be in fact avanim, not mekanim. And that which chiyuv Barab says the mekanim was within Rabbi Yossi. Whereas the shita, the sugyan bavakama, that medayik in Rabbi Yossi, that only Amad Nikif is chayev and Amad Makiv is pater, so that Gitsugi is assuming like Rav Huna. So Amad Nikif is chayev, and how much? Avanim. So that's exactly what he's going to say right now. Okay, let's see inside. Yeshua Hashiv. Keva the Hashta Besugia Zos. Ali Badhiba Ravitarasta. Our Sugi is coming to work out the Mishnayas according to Chiba Rav. So if that's correct, Al Kocha Chiba Rav Shabar, Rabbi Yossi, Bemakif Kamachayev, Chiba Rav could not learn like the Sugi Bavakama, that Rabbi Yossi is Machayev only on my Nikif, and still saying Rabbi Yossi, he pays the Mekanim and not the Meyavonim. Chiyah Barav must hold Rabbi Yossi is not based on Gilui Das. He doesn't hold of Gilui Das being any factor. Rabbi Yossi is Machayev equally by Amad Makif as well as Amad Nikif. The Makif Kamachayev. Sherry Pirish B'Divri Rabbi Yossi are called Mekana Bezol by Makif Kamahader. He's going on the Makif, Mekana Bezol. So why is Nikif paying? Because he says, for me, it's good enough with Mekana. The Iu Gadar Nikif Vadi Machayevim Lefi Mashe Gadar. Now, does that mean Chiya Barav would hold in Rabbi Yossi by Gomad Nikif? A bit mashma that way, but I would rather assume, again, you can think about this, discuss it, that he means that he's not going to give so much weight to the Gili Das, and it'll be the same thing. To say that it's only going to be Dmeikanim within Amad Nakif, I'm not 100% sure. This is a question, how to read it. For sure, he could make Rabbi Yossi only on Amad Nikif, that's for sure. But he's saying, if it's based on Amad Nikif, then for sure you have to pay Avanim. Does he mean that even within Rabbi Yossi, who holds Amad Nakif is Chayiv, but there'll be a difference in the halacha between Amad Nakif and Amad Nikif, here you'll pay to make Kanim, here you'll pay. That's hard for me to swallow. Even though the Russian might be mashma that way to you, I would rather assume that he means Ilu Gada Nikif means if you say that you're only chayev by Gada Nikif, okay, it's a dochik a little bit, but that to me sounds better logically. The Ilu Gada Nikif, if you say that only Gada Nikif would be chayev, then you have to pay a few mashigada because it's based on Giladas. Therefore, so let's go back. So when the Gemara is going to say that the Machlokes, according to Chibarav, is whether B'nikif or Makif, that's the question. Vadai Rabbi Yossi L'chumra. So Rabbi Yossi is going to have to be the one who adds on to the Tanakama, adds on and says, it's going to be, it's going to be Amad Makif as well. And what's the Lashon of Rabbi Yossi? The Kadaik Lishta de Megalim Zakol, do it for you, he's coming to add something on the Tanakama. That's the sugya over here. So our sugya has got to assume that the machokes makif and nikif pligi is at the Tanakam is lukula, and by Amad Makif you're pata lugamre, and according to Tanakama, only Amad Nikif is going to be chayev, and how much we have to pay? You pay the meyavonim. And Rabbi Yossi says, bein Amad Nikif, bein Amad Makif, and in the case of Amad Makif, certainly, and I think even maybe Amad Nikif, so you have to pay, you have to pay the meyavonim bezo. Again, that's what comes out of here. By Amad Makif for sure, and Rabbi Yossi, where he's adding to Tanakam, it's only Mekanim, and that's Chiyah Barav Shita. The Sugim parakates that, the Sugim Bavakama, Svirul Talmuda, the opposite. The Nikif will make it Prigi, but the opposite direction. Rabbi Yossi ben Nikif Kamachayev, the Hakov Himashigadah HaNikif. Ben Nikif Kamachayev, and you have to pay, of course, whatever he did, because that's the Gili Das, the Mashigil Badaito. What I would put in here is the Sugya there is Rav Huna. And the Gemara thinks that that's more Mistaver. Im Amad, meaning the Nikif didn't do anything, and now he does. He's the one that acted. Milsa Tanakama, the Makif. That's